Very interesting conversation about the actual city of Babylon, a location that has a great biblical significance, historically, of course, but prophetically as well. Dr. Charlie Dyer, a speaker with me here at Word of Life in Scroon Lake, New York, where we have our temporary studios set up to do the broadcast this weekend. Now we're going to bring another dear friend of us here on Prophecy Today to these microphones, one of our broadcast partners. And whenever we have a subject that we need to talk about in the scientific world, we call upon Dr. John Whitcomb. Dr. John is a man who, a graduate of Princeton University many years ago, has a brilliant mind, and then the Lord moved him into teaching the Word of God, and he's done that in every venue you can think about, in the university level, the seminary level. He's just a wonderful, dear man of God. He's up there in age and not traveling that much, but we like to use him on the broadcast. And Dr. John, I have a subject that I know you're interested in because your dear wife, Norma, has written a children's book for the children to understand about dinosaurs. I want to talk about the BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation, putting out a broadcast and telling the world that these dinosaurs were destroyed, wiped off the Earth millions of years ago by an asteroid that hit the Earth. Now, we'll get to that in just a moment. But first, let's remind everybody eavesdropping on this conversation, what is a dinosaur and when did they come into existence?
That's an amazing thing. I was a godless evolutionist myself at Princeton University until God, by his mercy, opened my heart and mind to understand the Word of God, the Bible. That transformed my thinking and transformed my paleontology, my geology, my understanding of the second law of thermodynamics and all these things that God has made under a cursed world that he once created in perfection only a few thousand years ago. We have written a book, not only my wife and her famous book, Those Mysterious Dinosaurs, and a workbook that goes with it, but another book called The World That Perished. It's an update of the Genesis Flood book, and it has a section on dinosaurs. You know, it's amazing. The Genesis Flood is the key to the history of dinosaurs, because when that global catastrophe came a few thousand years ago, it buried, smashed, fossilized billions of creatures, such as the layers you see in the Grand Canyon, which we have studied carefully. And I say, Lord, help me to see that your word fits reality. Remember what Jesus said about the flood, don't you? In Matthew 24, he said, in those days, in the days of Noah, men were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, and knew not until Noah entered the flood, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. Took who away? All people, all animals, all dinosaurs that were not inside Noah's ark. In the ark were dinosaurs, yes, two of each kind, as Genesis tells us, as you know, in chapter 7. But I say now, Lord, help me to see the significance of the Genesis flood in understanding the history of dinosaurs. They were in that ark, two of each kind, and I say, Lord, that is amazing. That ark was so gigantic. All different kinds of mammals, birds, could fit inside just one of the three decks. Plenty of room for Noah's family, and plenty of room for food for all of them for that year in that ark. And I say, Lord, what an amazing record you have left for us in Genesis 7, especially. But concerning dinosaurs, listen to what Job says. He lived thousands of years ago. Now listen to what he said. He said, Lord, I'm ready to listen. I'm insignificant. Who can reply? I lay my hand in my mouth. Once I have spoken, I will not answer. Even twice, I'll not add no more. I want to listen to you talk to me. This is Job chapter 40. And here's what God said. Behold now, behemoth, which I made as well as you. Behemoth, what's that? Listen carefully. He eats grass like an ox. He's an herbivore. His loins, his strength is in his loins and his power in the muscles of his belly. He bends his tail like a cedar tree. His bones are like tubes of bronze, like bars of iron. Say, my, that's no elephant. He's got a tail like a cedar tree. That's a dinosaur, yes. And he's the first of the ways of God. And here's where you can find him, Job. If a river rages, he's not alarmed. He's confident, though the Jordan rushes to his mouth. So you see, in the Jordan River, there were, after the flood, dinosaurs still surviving here and there. And not only in the Jordan River, but out in the Mediterranean Sea, chapter 41 tells us about Leviathan, an enormous flesh-eating amphibian who would crawl up right up out of the sea and attack people. Nothing on earth is like him, it says in Job 41. One made without fear, he looks on everything as high. He's king over all the sons of pride. So you see, God knows about dinosaurs. We don't have very many left today. There's some Komodo dragon lizards down in Indonesia, one of those islands, that are very big and dangerous. There are even bigger ones in Africa called crocodiles. We still have a million of them in Florida, as you know, in the swamps, the rivers down there where I used to live, called alligators. But the giant dinos like T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex, and all the other ones have vanished. Not by what? Asteroids. That's ridiculous. Why wouldn't asteroids kill everything else too? And I say, Lord, help me to see that your word, the Bible, has the answers that no man can give apart from divine, supernatural revelation.
You know, John, with that thought and what you've given us, just a resume of everything I was going to ask you, I didn't need to interrupt at all. You just took it right away and gave us all the information I was going to ask about. But is not the dinosaur the ultimate in creation? I know man and woman are very special to the Lord and a relationship developed between them. But when you look at creation, the dinosaur is magnificent, is it not?
Dinosaurs were absolutely magnificent creatures. That's the whole point of Job chapter 40. Listen carefully to what God said to Job thousands of years ago. He said, behold now, behemoth, which I made as well as you. I not only made you, a human being, all humans, I made behemoth, a dinosaur, all dinosaurs. And that is a testimony, you see, the final word in this magnificent book of Job, to how magnificent dinosaurs were to be compared with human beings. He said, in effect, you might say it this way. If you imagine how to make a human, try to make a dinosaur first. And I say, Lord, I got the message. Impossible. You alone are the creator, the designer of such great creatures. In fact, he's described as what? The first of the ways of God in Job 40, verse 19. And God says, there's something about these dinosaurs, Tyrannosaurus Rex and all the others, that make you pay attention. Stegosaurus, Diplodocus, and I say, Lord, I whatever else I know, I want to know how you made the world and the dinosaurs that we still see around us, the crocodiles, the alligators, Komodo dragon lizards, and how they came into being, and the giant ones, of course, that are all gone now. But we see their fossils so beautifully preserved. We know basically what they look like, and I say, thank you, Lord, for these creatures that tell us amazing things about how great, how truly great you are.
You know, Dr. Wickham, just a moment ago, you said that it's ridiculous that an asteroid caused the dinosaurs to disappear from this earth, and we still have some around, in fact. But when I was at Ken Ham's Creation Museum there in Cincinnati, Ohio, there was an article written by a paleontologist who is out of Harvard University. And I'd been teaching the same thing. Dinosaurs disappeared because of human beings who, after the flood, tried to protect themselves from these creatures, and indeed they killed them off. That's the way they disappeared. Well, Dr. Wickham, so great to be able to talk to you. Thank you so very much for your help in understanding the magnificent creature, the dinosaur. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, brother.